Casino Studios. It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, everybody's now joining us. Good for you.
Oh, you're blessed.
You couldn't have lucked out more. Yeah, I'd be like, damn it, I went in it. No, you didn't.
No.
You don't know how lucky you are. 818-955-2955 is the number. Caller 40 for the 840 passes to Soak City Knott's Water Park. It's Caesar. Hello, Caesar.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Caesar? You got the four pack.
Yeah, buddy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who are you going to take with you?
I got my wife and two kids.
Perfect.
And the perfect number of tickets. How old are your kids?
I got an 8 and a 10-year-old.
Perfect ages for a Soak City.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to love it.
Yes, sir. I bet they will.
Oh, absolutely. Have they been to a water park before?
They've been to Raging Waters, but they've never been to like the Soak City, the big stuff.
Yeah, this is a 23 speed tube and body slides.
Oh, yeah, we're in it.
The wave pool, the Sunset River, three-story beach house, and much more wet fun.
Mm. Damn, that sounds like sounds a palace, great. Right, Caesar?
It does, man.
Johnny?
You got it, Johnny.
Stay on hold, Caesar.
I wonder if they could have good salad there.
That's all they serve. All right. Yeah, that last segment was a giant wet fart. Speaking of wet farts.
Oh, yeah.
This happened, a very solemn event. It was an ash scattering ceremony, and they wanted to play some music while they were scattering the ash, and the family chose Frank Sinatra's The Impossible Dream.
Okay.
And I guess it was the mom's Spotify account, and I'll give you, there's audio. Someone was recording the moment. And so here's the audio from this ash scattering.
The unreachable star.
This is the quickest way to clear out stuck poop.
The number one food for regular DMs.
The fastest way to clear out stuffed poop is by adding more fiber to your diet.
Not quite, unless you want to make things worse, of course.
Yeah, the mom didn't have a premium account, so it's Spotify with ads, and there was a constipation commercial right after that song played.
Oh my God.
I mean, how fantastic.
That is amazing.
I mean, not so much for the mom who was trying to, you know.
Mortified, I'm sure.
But I'm sure that Spotify will probably give her a premium account from here
I
on.
Mean, talk about levity. Like, when it's a very, like.
You want to hear it again?
100%. I could probably listen to it 4 more times, right, if I'm being honest.
You're just picturing it.
Oh, my God, yes.
The scattering of dad's ashes. Here we go.
The unreachable.
Way to clear out stuffed poop.
The number one food for regular DMs.
The fastest way to clear out stuffed poop is by adding more fiber to your diet.
Not quite, unless you want to make things worse, of course.
Now, I think everybody's the kind of guy that could laugh at a funeral at that particular moment.
I don't understand, but I assume you will.
From ash to ass.
Oh my God. I can't.
And the first girl or woman who's like, as soon as that fart came out, yeah, it'd be hard to hold that in, obviously.
Uh-huh. Maybe that was him coming back, you know, just
yeah,
for that
it's like,
one
what
moment.
Kind of guy was he? He's like, I know I'm going to do
just
this.
Show us a sign, humor. Dad.
Yeah, let us know.
Any sign.
Let us know you're with us. Wowee. That's
the impossible dream.
That oh is God. Spectacular.
Yeah, things you never want to hear at a funeral. In honor of the deceased, we prepared a medley of her favorite band Creed.
Oh no!
I still have Creed tickets. I mean, seriously, if you,
tonight?
I mean, it's 9 o'clock. So if you want those Creed tickets, how many do I have left? Acrisure Arena, got 2 pairs left. So Corey, want to say the first two people who want those Creed tickets who can go tonight at the Acrisure Arena.
Okay, as long as they talk to me nice.
Well, they're not talking to you nice, Corey.
No, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Give her a compliment. Get some Creed tickets.
Thank you.
Something else you never want to hear at a funeral. You're the descendant's wife. Wait, so am I.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's when a lot of stuff happens.
Is it really when a lot of stuff happens at the funeral?
How would you?
Somebody shows up and you're like, who is that? Is that some cousin or something? No, I don't know who that lady is.
I heard it's dad's girlfriend. He's been seeing her
for years.
She has
a whole family of kids, too. They're all wearing black and crying.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
You got your
house. Where is family?
Where is family? He always said he was out of town on business.
Something else you never want to hear at a funeral. I know he died in a wood chipper, but Frank insisted it is in his will it's an open casket.
Well, you find that family member who likes to put together puzzles, right? Like, I don't know. If you think you can, I mean, you got to get it done by Saturday. That's when we're doing it. So, I don't know. You want to do the edges? I'll do the center.
Well, what do they call those tomatoes that skin taken off of them and they're in a can or a jar?
Oh, peeled.
Are they
right?
peeled tomatoes?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. It's a jar of peeled tomatoes.
God, and you're just like, well, the thing's at Saturday at 2, so if you think you can get it done by then, I guess. Oh, my God.
It's just an open jar ceremony.
He looks great.
Things you never want to hear at a funeral? I'll never forget her last words. Let me get this selfie with a bear.
Wait, I think this bear's got some sort of jar stuck on its head. I'm just gonna.
As much as I love seeing those videos of people just like Yellowstone trying to get next to a bison.
Oh, I was rooting for the animal.
People, the person taking the video is like, get away from it. Don't get close to it. And then they get punted. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I kind of love those videos.
I root for the animal every
time. Yes, I'm rooting for the animal, but I just love
we teach people to do that. That's the problem.
Like what?
The petting zoos. As kids, we're used to going up and just touching animals, random animals.
So as we grow up,
it's like you have goats, pigs, and I don't know. What else.
Do they have
ponies?
Yeah. Giant bison?
No, but that's what I'm saying. as little kids,
like, monsters. As big as SUVs.
Yeah.
You have
to be careful. Like, because even like with my little dogs, I always know the kids that were taught well because it'll be they don't. They'll kind of stand, and I know they want to come say hi.
Yeah.
But then there's a kid that's just like, nah. And I'm like, no, don't be. Okay, don't get. And then I have a couple dogs that'll be like, because they were in bad situations with kids. It's like, you can't just randomly go up to animals and pet them. You have
especially
to say,
in the wild.
Is it okay if we say hello? Mm-hmm.
You know? Last thing you never want to hear at a funeral is, check out this watch I took before they closed the coffin.
And there's that one uncle that's like, what? He's going to take it. Why would? What's he gonna do with it? Time doesn't mean anything.
Okay, won't need your shoes either.
Okay, Uncle Wayne. Whatever, I guess.
Yeah. Do they put shoes on the person?
You want to have shoes on for eternity?
I'm just saying that you always see like top of the pants. Usually, I mean, like it's half casket, so it doesn't.
Yeah. Do they full dress? I've never seen the bottom half of anybody in a casket.
I don't know if they bother putting your shoes on. I don't remember.
They set them off to the side. You know what? If you need them when you get there, use them. If not. They're
just sitting next to the casket because they were like a no shoe house.
Yeah, I don't want to dirty up my casket with these dirty shoes here. My dirty wing tip.
He always hated wearing shoes in the house.
That's weird. Yeah, because it gives you some soul, you know.
Johnny,
seriously, Johnny. I appreciate the effort to make it even worse this segment.
But you know what? I wish
we didn't. We don't need to.
I wish your tongue was broken.
We can just forget. We can just forget the last segment. Speaking of wet farts, this is pretty nasty. If you, I don't know if you saw the video, maybe you did, at the Atlanta airport, someone got a video of an apparent sewer line break. It starts out with like this dirty water dripping down from above in the ceiling, and then the ceiling collapses and the whole place is flooded with airport sewer. And I don't know if that's like every plane reservoir too. I mean, it goes in the airport sewer, and they're like, when they land the plane, they...
Right. Like they do cruise ships, too. They do.
Do they have time to... I mean, I guess I've watched many a plane, like looking at that out the window. I don't know if I see that big honey wagon show up.
When you have a flight and they'll be like, okay, your inbound plane's just landed. Now they're going to deboard. And then you're supposed to be boarding in 20 minutes. Well, they have 20 minutes they're going to clean the plane, restock it with the snacks and the drinks, and empty the poop? No way! You're not doing that in 20 minutes.
Well, it's not the same person. running through.
No, but I'm saying just that amount of time, to even if you have a crew, to get all that done each time.
How much poop could there be on the plane, anyway?
I don't really know. I've never pooped on a plane. I almost have my own little rule that I don't do that.
You have a public thing, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I try to time my stuff out, you know, that I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that until I get home.
It's because you don't want someone to be possibly on the outside of the door waiting to go next.
I mean, that's public, part of it.
It's always, yeah. There's always a chance where it's like, wasn't me.
Yeah, you have to say that.
Wasn't you.
Yeah, you have to say that. You know, it's like getting in an elevator. You've experienced that not too long ago. Somebody let a big one rip in the elevator, and then you're in, and then somebody gets in, and they think it's you, and you're like, nope, it was like that when I got in.
No, it wasn't a fart. It was this reeked of weed.
Oh, weed. Right.
If that is somebody's fart, we would be best friends.
Are you hot?
Your fart smell like my marijuana?
Will you be my bestie?
You go fart in my car. Did you see that video, Johnny? Is it at HeidiandFrank.com?
It's on HeidiandFrank.com. If you want
to
see,
if you want to see the sewer collapse the ceiling at the airport.
Yeah.
I wonder if they could kind of tell it was going to happen. You know, when you look up
the
ceiling.
Yeah, it was an initial just dirty water drip. Like, hey, you got a leak. And the water had been collecting. And then the ceiling couldn't hold it anymore. And just a giant, like, basically when you sit down and you maybe had a little leak. And then it's an explosion.
Oh, I'm watching. If you go to HeidiandFrank.com and you can watch it. But oh, my God.
That's not a little.
Were there people, like, sitting, waiting, and did it hit anybody?
It's definitely
it hit people.
Some splatter.
Talk about you're
people
just
noticed
like
the dripping and then they got away.
There's not enough paper towel.
I know, but your brain just goes.
I think I would just go back home and not travel. I'm like, no, this is a sign. This is like final destination. I shouldn't be getting on this plane.
Oh my God, that is horrible, horrible.
So I was wondering, if splatter. Like you said, a lot of splatter. It, like, landed on someone's lip,
and then you just like, because
that's 818-955-2955. That's what I want to talk about next.
Ew.
And I want your story to end with, and it was in my mouth.
Okay.
Oh, come on, JD. It was in my mouth. Better ride that button. I mean, our audience. But as far as gross, a woman was hit with huge medical bills after a bat landed on her face and crawled in her mouth when she screamed. R.I.P. Ozzy. So that's what, you know, spawned this whole, it was in my mouth. What's the strangest thing that's ever been in your mouth? I mean, this was not intent. Just the bat landed on her face. She's like, ah! And then it crawled in the cave of her mouth.
Boy, that's a reminder. If a bat ever lands on your face, just go.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that would be my natural reaction is tight lip.
Because
not,
you don't, not like, you want to like make your face and everything as small as you can so it can't get
not
in.
Not reminded of home.
Yeah.
Fly in there, hang upside down, take a nap. So 818-955-2955. It was in my mouth.
Oh, God.
Oh, somebody wants me to play the fart clip one more time. All right. As we wait on your calls, it was in my mouth. Let's play the solemn ash scattering ceremony that was interrupted by a wet fart. See, this is playing a song off Spotify. They didn't have the premium, so there's ads sometimes after songs. And so that's what happened.
Oh my God.
The unreachable.
This is the quickest way to clear out stuck poop.
The number one food for regular
DMs. The fastest way to clear out stuck poop is by adding more fiber to your diet.
Not quite, unless you want to make things worse, of course.
Oh my God, I mean, they will talk about that.
It made the funeral.
They will talk about that till the end of time in that family and among their friend group. I mean, forever.
That even brought them closer together.
Seriously.
They were mourning together, and then after that moment, they all, as a family, they're much tighter now.
Oh, my God. Unlike that beehole.
Unlike that rectum.
Wow, wee.
All right, I got some calls for it. It was in my mouth. All right. hello, Peter.
Ow, Peter.
Peter, tell us the story
Good
with
morning,
the
guys.
It was in my mouth.
So So my son was about 8 months old, and we're hanging out on the ground, just kind of hanging out. And I go to pick him up. I lift him up over my head, and he just starts throwing up everywhere, and it was all in my mouth.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's nasty.
Kids are disgusting.
Yeah, that's just it. You can't spit enough where you're just like, pah, pah,
I mean, did he just get breastfed or something? And, I mean, you just forgot that he just eaten and you're up there, hey, buddy, is shaking him. Don't shake it.
Oh, it was more than just like the milk spit up. It was a full-on throw-up of everything.
He's 8 months old at that point, so he's probably eating a
little bit of oatmeal.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. Oh, it was gross.
All right, Peter. What do you want? Do you want Beach Boys, Counting Crows, or Big Three Basketball Tournament?
When's Counting Crows?
That, my friend, I think is next Tuesday at the YouTube Theater.
You know what? Let me get a VIP.
All right, we'll give you a VIP to HeidiandFrank.com. That'll get you in the running to win that Chef IQ Sense. ChefIQ.com. Stay on hold.
All right, thanks, guys. Love you.
Thank you.
Too.
All right, you got to tell us a story, and it ends with, it was in my mouth. Hello, Kirby.
Okay, I was at the Orange County Fair, and I was next in line to get on this hammer ride, where they pause it at the bottom and let the people off, and then the next people on, and then they crank it all the way around 90 degrees. The people are about, I don't know, 90 feet in the air, and they're waiting at the top for their turn, and then the ride goes around and around and around, and they do it again. Anyway, they stopped it, paused at the bottom, and the lady was about to get off, and the person at the top was sick.
Uh-huh.
And she started vomiting. It was just straight down on the people down below. And this guy who was going to release them out of the wasn't going near it. And the girl that was getting all vomited on, she's kicking and screaming, "Let me out! Let me out! Let me out! Let me out! Let me out! It's in my mouth!
Oh, it's in my mouth! It's in my mouth!"
I mean, that would have started a chain reaction of Ferris wheel vomit. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, God.
it'll look like a wheel, like one of those hydroelectric places. You know, puke going from one cup to the other.
You just hear it. You just hear it. It's just splat, 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 splat.
Oh, my God.
Let me out, let me out.
All right, so you want a prize. You want Beach Boys, Counting Crows, or Big Three Basketball Tournament?
Beach Boys.
Oh, you got the Beach Boys. That's my last pair of Beach Boys. Those are gone. Thank you so much for taking those.
Sure thing.
Enjoy it. Stay on hold.
I saw them at Long Beach years ago.
Cool.
So they're going to be down in Long Beach again.
Or another reunion.
Mm-hmm. All right, stay on hold. We'll hook you up. My God. Mm. Anybody here?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oddest thing in your mouth?
The very first time I ever, now I'm an experienced pro at this, but.
Not vomit.
Okay. This is a story where I would have welcomed vomit.
Oh, wow.
I take my dog, my big lab mix, to a U-Wash doggy.
Oh, my God.
And I was going to, they had tubs there. You'd wash them yourself and stuff. And I, stupidly, when you pay the extra $5, and they should charge $100 for this, but you pay the extra $5 to have the person working at U-Wash doggy express their anal glands. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was in my mouth.
And I was stupidly standing behind, because I like to learn. I like to go, how do you do this? So if I ever have to.
I don't care to learn. That's why I'm paying you.
I know, but I'm a curious gal. And so I was like, instead of standing where at my dog's head going, oh, yeah, good boy, good boy, good boy, I decided to stand behind to see how the guy's doing it.
Yeah.
So I know you got to kind of push in, squeeze, and then it'll pop the sack. And then.
Wow.
But I didn't realize that.
There's that much pressure.
That if it hadn't been done in a while or whatever, and his was full. And it shot to the back of the tub, but it also shot on my face, and it was in my mouth.
How are you still not vomiting to this day? I'd just be walking around dry heaving everywhere
if
I went.
You've ever smelled a dog when they burst their, like maybe they poo or they bark at the door and it pops. You know that smell, right? Yeah, if you've got a dog, you know that smell, and it's just rancid.
Yeah.
You think poop smells bad? It's rancid.
Was it on the lip? It went in your
On my bottom teeth.
Under bottom.
Yeah, where I was like,
so you're like,
you're just like, oh God.
What'd the guy say? I should have warned you. I should have said something.
Yeah, he's like, oh,
did he have on one of those like plastic dental masks?
Oh, he had gloves on and one of those like, the.
He's wearing all that stuff. And you still stuck your face down there?
I thought it was just going to express. I didn't know that.
Wearing the full welder's mask.
I know. I just didn't. I'd never.
That's on you then.
No, I totally. Well, it literally was. And now I know. Like I can even do it now if I have to, and I had to recently. But I know how to do it. And
I don't care if I even knew how to do it. I would lie and say I didn't. I'm never going to do that for your dog, my dog, anybody's dog. It's like, hey, you were a wild.
We got to go to the vet.
Yeah, you go. You be Wolf one more time and go out in the woods and do whatever you need to do.
You better scoot along the ground outside. I don't know.
Rub it on a tree. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm not part of it.
Yeah, Berry Pup Pup was impacted a couple of months ago.
It was him. Oh, you had to do it.
I had to do
a much bigger dog. A lab.
Oh yeah, lab Shepherd mix. It was like
Beaumont.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, that dog had been nothing but a pain and.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Frank, and that's the dog who ate your front door, right?
Oh, my front door, my brand new seats to my brand new car. Yeah.
Going away present was... Uh-huh. My face. Oh, my God.
That, yeah. Anal
you
gland.
Win.
Anal,
you want to see Beach anal. Boys? Jesus.
I do. Is that Sunday? I can make it Sunday. What am I doing?
I should send you to Creed. Did we give away those Creed tickets? Did somebody actually call and want them?
Hmm.
Oh, they're gone? Good.
Great.
All right.
It's all working out.
All right. Let's go to Thomas. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long time listener, first time caller.
You just heard Heidi's horrible story that ended with it's in my mouth. What do you got?
Okay, so my story is my oldest daughter, which is about 1 year old. She's 14 now. It's just her and I. I'm watching football, watching my Raiders play, and it was a really close game, really into the game, and then I could smell that she had a dirty diaper. So I was conflicted. I was like, well, game is really close, dirty diaper, what to do. It was an injury timeout or something. So
you're used
I
to crap.
Daughter,
you're a Raiders fan.
Exactly. And since it was like actually a close game, I was really excited because we had a chance to win. So I take her to my bedroom, do the fastest diaper change I ever could do, and always after I would change her diaper, I'd always wash my hands. But I was so into the game and nervous, I forgot that part. So I take her back to her room. I'm watching the game, and I have a habit of biting my nails, and then I realize, something's on my tongue. And then I look on my thumb, and I go, I see something green on there. It's like, oh, what's this green stuff? I'm like, did I have pesto for lunch? My internal dialogue went off and said, hey, you idiot, you just changed your daughter's diaper. You didn't wash your hands, and, well, you're eating, you know what. And I ran to the sink and washed my mouth, and, yeah, it was in my mouth.
Oh.
I hope the Raiders won.
I think they did. They did.
Yeah, at that point, you...
The universe was like, you know what, you've dealt with enough today. Yeah. We're going to have them win today.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Thomas. Do you want to go see Counting Crows?
Oh, man.
Or
you know
what?
VIP would be lovely.
All right, a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com. You want to win that Chef IQ from Chef IQ since ChefIQ.com. Stay on hold.
Because I'm not a parent, I'm just wondering, and I think I know the answer, but I have to ask because I'm curious. When it's your child, essentially, you made that. It's part of you. It's yours. Is it a little easier? Because you're like, well, it's basically
what?
My poop. Not that you want your own poop on in your mouth or anything, but is it easier if they do throw up on your way? You're like, I mean, it's mine. Yeah. I made it.
It's easier to clean up, I guess. I mean, as far as like anyone else's.
You couldn't, but it's like.
Besides my own. Yeah. I mean, as far as like wiping a butt, I mean, it still sucks. It's awful, but. I'm not as grossed out as if I was just working as a nurse in a nursing home.
Right, because you're like, that's my I made that kid. Like, that's my baby.
I'm like, you're just some old person. And I'm like, oh. I would never get used to it. I would just go jump off a bridge. You're all angels. I swear to God, you are. You are perfect people.
Well, yeah, I mean.
No. Angels.
No, JD's the answer is no. Okay.
Three kids, maybe four diapers. Total.
That you changed?
Total.
JD, I'm ashamed of you.
Nope. What, you
ho, here you go. This one's all yours. There you go.
What would children do without moms, I tell
you? So you only changed four. Why did you change the four if you could always hand it off? Oh, she left you alone four times.
No other option available. I wouldn't let him sit in it. But, I mean, I can tell you, there was a hose once in the backyard.
My God.
Yeah.
Now you're treating your baby like dog poop on the bottom of a shoe. You're
right.
It's nice and warm outside.
Almighty. God.
We're going to turn the sprinklers on.
It's just cold water on a baby. Looks like Rambo getting a shower.
Cold.
Just getting fire hose out. Rambo.
Oh, my God.
No, because if I do it, then there's going to be vomit. Now we're cleaning up poop and vomit. So, yeah. You know, that's my wife's thing. It's like, no, you get out of here. Out.
Wimps.
Or really smart.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Yeah, you don't know if you'd vomit. You just kind of always said you would. That's pretty smart. Like, you always like ruin dinner once and you never have to cook again.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you make it good once. It's like
evil genius. All right. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, it's me.
Yeah, tell us a story that ends with it was in my mouth.
Well, it was nice to speak to you guys.
You too.
Long time fan, but it was kind of bad. I was, you know, taking care of the wife downstairs and. Yeah, it just had a smell to it, like kind of really bad. And I had to kind of felt a string in my mouth. What the hell?
Johnny.
Ew.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
You know, communication.
And that's that topic.
Communication is really key in a relationship.
So. Well, sometimes you forget.
You don't.
I guarantee there's stories out there. I probably jammed the phone lines of what ladies who've doubled up. Yeah.
I mean,
they'll had two riders on the jet ski.
But when somebody wants to do that to you, it's sort of, even if you had forgotten, your brain in a millisecond goes, no.
You've been drinking all night. No, maybe.
Drunk.
You just forgot, yeah.
Yeah, now you're adding alcohol into it. Now it's hard to make.
That's why you forget sometimes. Toxic shock syndrome. How do you think they even diagnose that? Because somebody forgot.
Oh, my God.
That's why it's even a thing. Because somebody forgot.
You're disgusting.
My Lord.
All right, moving along.
Yes.
Taking one of your calls. Let's see. Okay, it's just a lot of bodily fluids. I mean, I brought this up because a woman had a bat crawl in her mouth. I was going with like odd things like that, and then a wasp flew in my mouth. It was my mouth, and this is, I mean, it just went from bad to
when you're
bad
gonna get
to
you're
worse,
gonna get gross
to horrible.
Gross stuff.
To, we can't even keep talking about this anymore.
Yeah.
Oh man,
we're gross as humans. We're gross, but we're all gross. That's the thing. There's comfort in that. Like, I'm not even gross, and I'm gross. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm clean. I take care of myself, but I'm still gross.
Yeah, as humans, we're
gross.
The filthier of the animal kingdom.
When
they say even like with your mouth, a human bite is worse than other animal bites because our mouths are so much grosser than animal mouths. And you think it couldn't possibly be. Look what they're doing.
Right.
It was in their mouth.
I know.
And
the still, things that they put in their mouths.
Still cleaner than you, but you're putting other people's things in your mouth.
That's true. We're just gross.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.